All right. Welcome in to a dash of DFS episode number 4. This is a Toilets to Titles production. We are here to talk all things daily fantasy sports with you. And we are here with you every Thursday from around 7:40 up until kickoff. So we are that pregame party. You want a pregame? We are here with you to pregame. And with me to kick off this pregame, I got two of my dudes. First, to my right, if you're watching at home, Dirty Jobs himself, Mike D. Dirty Jobs, what is happening?
Not much. How are we doing this evening, man? I'm excited. Week 3 of football starting up. First 2 weeks are kind of hit or miss and everywhere and all every which way. Things like feels like everything's kind of starting to settle down, though, line up, and it getting a little easier to set those DFS lineups.
Yeah, man. I think, like, the first 2 weeks are always kind of crazy. You know, like a lot of crazy stuff happens, and like, all right, so things we think about one team aren't necessarily true, but we have to wait till week 3 or 4 to really let it settle. Like anything could happen in the first few weeks. So I'm not going all in. You're going to see a little later on. If you listen to my show Tuesday nights, Toilets to Titles, we go live every Tuesday night at 9 for about an hour. That's our regular fantasy football show. I was talking about Derek Carr and the Raiders. Like, slow your roll. I'm slowing my roll on Derek Carr. We can get into this in a little bit, but I'm not 100% on board that Derek Carr is winning MVP. I'm sorry. It's only been 2 weeks. I need things to settle down. But all right, if you're watching at home, below, Joe Arachi from Two Tickets to Fantasy at Drop the Leash, JC. Joe, what is happening? He's muted. He did it. He avoided the dreaded mute. Week 2 was episode 3, but episode 4 he brought it back. It's his signature.
He took one for the team last week. I was going to say, is this the last week before bye week start too?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question.
Normally it is.
Week 4, dang, that's so early. Imagine being an NFL team and being 3 weeks into the season and then getting a week off. It's either a blessing or a curse, one or the other.
That's like having lunch at 10:30. When you go to work at 9 and get off at 5, that's right. Like having lunch at 10:30.
Well, it reminds me of
especially with the extra week now.
Yeah, yep. It reminds me of being at school in, like, high school. Like, I never was that class that got the early lunch, but, like, going to lunch at, like, 10:30 or 10:45 because we had so many students, they had to break up the lunch schedule. Like, that would stink. It's breakfast. You know what I mean? So I like that analogy. That is very good. Everybody, before we get into discussion, I want to let you know how you can listen to the show. You're listening to it one way or the other, obviously, but the other ways you can listen to it, we're on Apple Podcasts. We're on YouTube, Podbean, Facebook. We have two pages, Toilets to Titles and When a Family Breaks. We are on Spotify. If you do have Apple Podcasts, it would be greatly appreciated if you threw us a 5-star review, subscribe to the show, share it with your friends. If you have YouTube, well, anybody can have access to YouTube. So if you have a computer or a smartphone, which I'm sure you do, please go to our YouTube channel, Toilets to Titles, subscribe, hit the bell. We have like 8 or 9 shows throughout the week that go live. And if you hit the bell, you'll be alerted when we go live. So you can come in, man. These shows are for you. Like, clearly we're putting this stuff out there to help you. But also, if you're in the chat, we're answering questions every episode, you know, from all the people that are in the chat. And we would love to have you there. So subscribe to the show, hit the bell, like and comment on the episodes. All of that stuff helps us. Also, check out ToiletsToTitles.com. Our lineups, which we're going to discuss at the end of the episode, they're going to be up on ToiletsToTitles.com. We have 2 different start sit articles. We have a weekly wrap-up. We have tons of stuff going up on ToiletsToTitles.com. So it's just there for you to help you out. Right here, you're going to be able to interact with us when we're live, ask us questions. You're going to hear our opinions and our thoughts. But then we transfer some of the important stuff over to a doc. We throw it on the website so you don't have to remember it all. When you're setting those lineups, you can be like, hey, what do those guys say? You don't know what point of the episode we said it. Well, guess what? You can go to ToiletsToTitles.com. We have it written down for you so you can read it to yourself, man. All right. So, Joe, I am going to start with you this evening. Who are the Thursday Night Football players that you are going to put in your lineups this week?
We got an easy one with us. We got a gimme this week with CMC.
Yeah, so very much. I think so.
You know, I think it's the people, it's that battle internally. Do I want to blow my wad on Thursday night with my salary and players, get off to the quick start? Am I holding it till Sunday? I think this is one of those days where it's just a Carolina staff this week, right? Like Tyrod Taylor did make Houston competitive for 2 weeks, but now with Davis Mills, I believe, is the guy's name.
Stanford.
I keep on forgetting.
Yeah.
I keep on looking it up. You know, I just don't think in the way Carolina's looked through 2 weeks, whether it's McCaffrey, whether you want to go Darnold with one of those wide receivers, whether you want to ride the Carolina defense, I'm not sure I'd argue with any of that this week, to be honest.
What about Cooks? What are your thoughts on Cooks? What are your thoughts on Darnold? I'm interested in Darnold against his Texans defense. I have him playing some places because I love me some Robbie Anderson, Terrace Marshall, DJ Moore, and then obviously the Christian McCaffrey dump off. So I'm interested in Sam Darnold. I'm also playing myself a little bit of Brandon Cooks. What are your thoughts on those guys?
Robbie Anderson, I think, is the key. I mean, you can throw Moore in. You're going to get a good game out of him. I think we're going to get a good game out of Darnold. But Anderson's been a little under the radar so far. I feel like he's primed for a breakout. So you stack Darnold and Anderson, I feel like it might put you ahead of the game where other guys might go, other players might go more, obviously, CMC with Darnold. So Robbie Anderson, I think, wakes up this week.
All right, Mike, is Brandon Cooks the wide receiver to be playing this evening?
I mean, for the Houston, it
in
is
general, that's
for
man. Sure. In general,
he's the only person to be playing for Houston. No, I feel like DJ Moore is gonna outscore him. You cannot ignore the targets that Brandon Cooks had in the second half last year or last week. Huh. He had what, 9 targets in the second half there, and they're coming off of what, 3 days of practice. So I don't think that Davis Mills has got to go in there with the number one team and be able to like really get comfortable. So we saw what he's like as a quarterback. He's in that kind of a panic mode, right? Like, oh, there's my guy. And I have a feeling we're going to see that about probably 12 to 15 times this evening. He could easily turn that. I mean, we're probably looking at 10 to 12 catches for 70 yards and a touchdown is all. But I mean, that's really good.
You think DJ Moore is going to outproduce that?
I don't think DJ Moore is going to have. I don't think he's going to have the catches, but I think he's going to have the touchdowns. I think he's going to have the yardage and the touchdowns to outdo that. But that's going to be close. Like, I like DJ Moore pretty close. Now, C-Mac, like, I just don't know how you can avoid him in your lineup this week because he ought to score 100 points tonight, you know? I mean, everything's in the cards for him just to go ham bananas, which should usually be a red flag. But in this case, I don't know if you can stop C-Mac.
Go ham bananas. I love it.
Ham bananas, buddy.
That's it, man. So we've had, like, Thursday Night Football usually stinks. And this season, you know, surprisingly – you know, the Cowboys-Bucks, I think we all knew that was going to be a decent game, but I still think it was better than everyone expected because the Cowboys really showed up. Last week, the Giants-Washington football team game, that was good too, man. That was a juicy game. And now this week, you know, the Texans don't look good on paper, but we've had 2 good games. Maybe we get a third one.
Last thing fantasy-wise, real quick on tonight that I thought was interesting. CMC is 17,500 on the FanDuel single game slate. I don't think in the 10 to 12 years that I've been doing it and the single game's been around a few years, I can't remember any football player being 17.5 on the single game slate before on FanDuel. I got to believe that's the most expensive guy we've ever seen on the single game FanDuel slate before.
Very interesting. We'll have to keep track of that. We'll have a Hall of Fame, a dash of DFS Hall of Fame. We'll just keep track of all the players that were paid high and then also how they produced. And maybe come up with some percentages. And as the show goes on, 5 years down the road, when our beards are a little more gray, we can look back on that Hall of Fame and say, you know, it's either panned out or it hasn't, one or the other. All right, everybody, patreon.com/toilets2titles. It would be great if you went and checked that out. We have some things for you. Tier one, $3 per month. It gets you into our group chat on Discord. So 24/7 access to all of the members at Toilets to Titles. We got people from all over the world in there. And you're going to be able to ask us start sit questions, trade questions, whatever. We got multiple opinions. And then also you get to see everybody else who's in the Patreon. You get to see their trade discussions. And then as well as the guys from Toilets to Titles, because we're talking about that about there as well. And then tier two, it's $5 a month to get you that. Get you access to our waiver wire episodes that come out Monday night, immediately after Monday Night Football. And everybody from Toilets to Titles is working on that. So you get all of our analysis. And Justin, excuse me, does the episode. Get you a Frankenstein entry next year. Tier three, $10 a month, gets you all of that, plus one-on-one roster analysis, and that Frankenstein entry you get is free. All right, I believe it's $25. So for $10, if you only did it for 1 month, you'd save yourself $15 from free Frankenstein entry next year. All right, we got some news. Now let's move on. We don't really got any news. We don't need to be talking about news here. All right, you shall not pass, Mike. Put the staff down. What quarterbacks are you fading this week?
Oh man, there's only one, and it's I believe we were just talking about him in the MVP conversation just a few minutes ago. But I really think Derek Carr finds the earth this week.
I'm with you.
I think the Dolphins defense isn't the worst out there. I think they're actually pretty damn good, actually. So I feel like Derek Carr is going to have a tough time throwing the ball against them. I think not having Jacobs out there will really, really affect him this week. So he's my fade, and he's the only one. The other, most of the quarterback matchups this week are pretty tasty, if I'm being completely honest. It was really hard to pick somebody this week to fade.
I'm with you on the Derek Carr going back down to earth. I actually, on my Dudes and Duds starts and sits article, I have Derek Carr as a sit this week. And I'm completely with you. All right. My non-quarterback fades of the week. First one is Jonathan Taylor on DraftKings. He's at 6,700. He's been a little underwhelming this far in the season. I think we could all agree on that. And their offense is probably going to look a little bit different this week. So defenses are probably going to try to threaten them to pass the ball. So go ahead. We're not going to let you run on us. We know you got Mac. We know you got Hines. And we could probably see a little bit more of Hines and Mac because they're going to be going out of the backfield catching those balls. So I'm not playing Jonathan Taylor. And this next one hurt me to put it in here, but it's Terry McLaurin at Buffalo. I love me some scary Terry. He's at 6,900. But Buffalo's defense should make it hard on Taylor Heinicke. And Tre'Davious White will likely travel with McLaurin. So, you know, that window of getting that ball in there is going to get a little bit smaller with Tre'Davious White shadowing Terry McLaurin. So I'm fading Jonathan Taylor. I'm fading Terry McLaurin. You guys have any thoughts on my fades? You had anybody else you'd like to throw in there?
Real quick on Jonathan Taylor, because we were talking about this earlier in the week. I think his schedule is part of the product of the issues right now. This, you know, Tennessee, another high scoring team, they haven't had any of those games against Houston and Jacksonville in their division where they should be ahead most of the game. And I think that's where we're going to see Taylor flourish from a fantasy perspective. I think you're right in holding out another week or two before we start rolling with him, because I don't think the nature of this game is going to, you know, lend itself to him getting a lot of touches.
All right. Awesome. All right. So guys, who are the players you are paying up for, Joe? Let's hear the players you're paying up for this week.
So, I mean, it's hard, you know, the point about quarterbacks, I agree. There's a lot of juicy matchups. Lamar Jackson, not a coming out party last week against Kansas City, but he certainly carried Baltimore to that win last Sunday night with his legs, with his arm, you know, Hollywood Brown. And, you know, at Detroit, I expect all of that and some more. I'm paying up for Lamar Jackson. And, you know, FanDuel has got a lot of value for right around 6K this week. And leading that charge home against Atlanta looked better week two than in week one. If it's not week three, when will it be for Saquon Barkley? So Saquon Barkley is really leading the paid up pack for me. And you don't even have to pay up for him because he's only 6K on FanDuel.
I like it. I like it. All right, Mike, who are the players you are paying up for this week?
It's funny because I sat there and I was sitting there thinking about how I have Saquon on my lineup right here, right? I'm like, oh, I'm going to have Saquon. It's going to be sneaky play. And I look at your guys' notes, and it's just Saquon all over the damn place. I'm like, oh, I wasn't on this. So I'm now starting to get a little bit nervous about Saquon at that 6K. You know, I love me some Josh Allen versus Washington this weekend. I don't think we've seen full tilt mode Josh Allen yet. And I think – and they made Daniel Jones look relevant last week. So I think Josh Allen's just going to light him up like a Christmas tree. I'm stacking Diggs to that for 7,700, and then I'm rounding it off with some Cup at 7,900. And those are three guys that I'm very excited about having in my lineups this weekend. I think they're going to score a ton of points. And you remember when we talked about this last week when I said Lamar Jackson lost his confidence in Kansas City. He found his confidence. You saw it like halfway through about the first quarter. He got that spark back in his eye. He started moving the ball. Old Lamar Jackson. Ah, this is going to be fun. I'm very excited to see what he can do for the rest of the season. I mean, I feel like he could be the MVP. I feel like he could easily be the MVP because he's going to go out. He's going to go off. He's going to go ham. He's going to love it. I can't wait to see Lamar. Ham bananas.
The guy I'm paying up for is Saquon, but you all have Saquon, so I don't even need to touch on that. He's 6,500 on DraftKings. But speaking of MVP, this next segment is called Riding the Wave. Players who are on a hot streak right now that we're going to play until they cool off. First guy I got is Kyler Murray. Hell yeah, is he hot. He's playing Jacksonville this week. 8,300. That Cardinals offense is rolling. Like old school Dante Culpepper just rolling, all right? With the emergence of Rondale Moore now on the outside, opposing defenses are going to be at Kyler Murray's mercy. That's hard to say. Try saying that three times in a row.
Kyler Murray's mercy.
That's a good name for a fantasy football team. Maybe. I don't know. One day.
Or a band.
Yeah.
With Kyler Murray's mercy.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So, man, but like Rondale Moore, I was saying this all offseason. That guy is the ideal wide receiver for a quarterback who likes to extend the play. All right, here's your route. This is what you're supposed to run. All right, Kyler Murray's buying time. Your route's over. Break it off and get vertical. Go to the sideline. Come back to the football. Like that's what Rondale Moore excels at. Now, defenses are already keying DeAndre Hopkins. They can't focus a safety over the top of Rondale Moore. You know, unless, you know, if they do that, that's opening up for Christian Kirk. Max Williams had 8 receptions last week. So you don't know what to do when you're out there playing Arizona. So Kyler Murray, ride that wave. And the next one, you mentioned Cooper Kupp. He's playing Tampa Bay this week. He's at 6,800. He had 26 points in week one, 39 points in week two, and he's facing a Tampa Bay defense that has been surprisingly weak versus the pass this year. So Cooper Kupp, I'm on the surfboard. I'm riding the wave. Kyler Murray, I'm on the surfboard. I'm riding the wave. Put him in my lineups. Let's just keep scoring points. Mike D, who is the bounce back player of the week? Oh, wait. No, that's a new segment. I put it in. That's next week. I'm reading up. So here's what I was doing. Here's a little. So I'm like brainstorming as you guys
Ron are talking. Burgundy.
Yeah. I throw it on the dock and then I read it. I make a note to myself, you know, do this next week. So this is a new segment we're going to be doing after this week. I just thought of it kind of during the episode. We got players that were riding the wave, but we should definitely start talking about players that haven't really done much that we're expecting to bounce back. Like, all right, here's my bounce back player of the week, Alvin Kamara. I know he's playing against New England. I think he had like 7 or 8 points last week. I'm putting Alvin Kamara in my lineup because it's probably going to be cheaper than he will be the rest of the season. Like Christian McCaffrey, he's like his cost. Jeez. You might be able to get his output. You might be able to get Christian McCaffrey output at a much cheaper cost. Alvin Kamara is my bounce back player of the week. Now I'm going to move it on to Diamond in the Rough with JoJo. Who's the low ownership play that you're going to put in this week?
So I'm looking at wide receivers, and we've already talked about a couple of them, I think. I think Rondale Moore, who may not be as low ownership as was 2 weeks ago, but another one who's in another high-scoring offense, high-scoring game this week, K.J. Osborne out there in Minnesota. He's been right up there with Thielen and Jefferson. They ain't winning any games, but they're scoring a lot of points, and that's not going to change with the matchup this week. So K.J. Osborne, 5,100 on FanDuel, sneak him in. Get your CMC and those other guys we were talking about who we have to pay up for in and win yourself some money.
And what do you think about, I mentioned him earlier, Max Williams in Arizona for a tight end. I don't know what his cost is, but last week I believe he had 8 or 9 targets. And it's hard for me to believe that's a fluke. You know, it's one thing for a tight end to get like 3 targets, get 2 catches and a touchdown and blow up. And then like, oh, I see he scored 14 points this week. You know, let me put him in a lineup. No, this guy got his points the hard way. Like reception, reception, reception. What do you think of Max Williams as a diamond in the rough play?
7 for 7 last week in targets, catches for 94 yards. And to your point about the Arizona offense, the way they're airing it out, absolutely. Because even if it's half of that and it's 3 or 4 receptions for 40, 50 yards, I mean, I'm looking at him in DraftKings right now, 3,200. Can't go wrong there. That's a good cheap tight end play.
And another one I'm thinking about is how about the revenge game, Kenyon Drake? Out there with Las Vegas, Josh Jacobs has been a little banged up, and he's going down there in Miami. So I have a lineup where I have Gaskin and Drake starting. So those are cheap plays. Either of you guys have any thoughts on what's your dog? There's a dog. There's either a dog playing with a toy, or there's a clown car that just pulled up at Mike's house. One or the other.
Our friend Emma is playing with her newest chew toy. I apologize for that.
All right. So the clown car didn't show up at Mike's house. It showed up at Joe. Everyone, the whole gang just got out, and they're tooting horns as they arrive. But Mike, do you have it? You have Kenny Drake in any of your lineups, or you think that's some fool's gold?
I cannot put him in my daily lineups. I've just been burnt on Kenyon Drake too many times. Now, my regular season lineups, I'm putting him in there. I think I think he's got a good opportunity. I don't own any shares of Myles Gaskin. I made that a good point. As a matter of fact, if anybody looked at my dynasty rankings, I had Josh Allen at number one, everyone else at number two, and then Myles Gaskin at number three. So, I mean, okay. That's how I've always felt about Gaskin. I just do not like his ability. He looked really, really good this preseason, to his credit. But we've seen what he can do usually in the regular season so
far. Were you just burned by Bishop Sankey, and since then you've kind of just bashed Washington running backs?
I can't even remember who it was. I feel like it was even before Bishop Sankey. Like, it's just been brutal. Like, and then Gibson, and just, it's rough, man. It's rough.
It is
rough. These Washington running backs.
Yep. All right, guys. It's time to move on to the lineups we are playing this week. Mike, you got a FanDuel lineup for us. Your boy Josh Allen's at the top. So tell us about your lineup that you are playing this week.
Oh, I'm excited about this lineup this week. So I got Josh Allen against the WTF, Washington Team Football. At 8,000. We got Eckler at Kansas City for 7,000, which is a pretty good steal, I think. I think we see a good little bounce back from Eckler. I can even throw that in your bounce back player of the week right there. I think Eckler has himself a week. Barkley versus Atlanta at 6,000. That's a no-brainer. Slam dunk. Put him in there. He looked really, really good when he was getting on the field. Kupp versus Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay doesn't scare me with bunting out, so I think A.J. Brown has himself a good week versus Indianapolis, so I have him at 6,800. We got Chase. He's been looking good every week so far. I think that he's going to look really good against Pittsburgh. I think especially with the Higgins news that he might not be playing this week, I really like Chase against Pittsburgh. And then Hawkman, dude, I've been loving what I've been seeing out of T.J. Hockenson this year. He's playing Baltimore. They're pretty weak against the tight end position. I've got him at 6,300. We got to stack Allen with somebody, so let's stack him with Diggs against the Washington Team Football. And the Browns versus Chicago at 4,200.
Man, so you're buying into Justin Fields. You think Browns are going to make it hard on Fields this week?
I think Browns make it hard on veteran quarterbacks. I mean, so I think they're going to make a rookie look really, really bad. I'm not really I always fade rookie quarterbacks. It's very rare that they just come out and do really, really well. Like Lamar Jackson did really good, but most of the quarterbacks just, they need that year to kind of get used to things and everything like that. And I feel like you got like people like Myles Garrett on one side and then Clowney on the other. I mean, they're just really, really tough, that Cleveland Browns defense. So I think they're going to have a field day against Fields.
Man, I'm a little nervous about starting Chase this week. I started him last week, like, so he had the huge week one. So week two, I was ready to buy into that. I was riding that wave and didn't really pan out. So I've had the money in some of my lineups to throw him in, but I haven't. I'm a little nervous. But after hearing you talk about him, I might throw him in there. I know that last year, that Cincinnati Bengals Pittsburgh Steelers game was like a classic. It was a classic. You guys remember that? The one at the end of the year where like Juju started the game dancing in the middle of the field for his TikTok.
Physical.
And then the Bengals just brought it to him. So week three, I think this game is going to be like a playoff style, like football game. Like these two teams do not like each other. They're going to be going at each other. And I think there's going to be some points on the board, but now with Roethlisberger out, who knows, Pittsburgh might try to dictate the game by running the ball, keeping Burrow off the field. So, but really when you got a guy like Jamar Chase, all it takes is one throw.
Cincinnati isn't the easiest team to run against. If you look at, they've shut down some pretty damn good guys. And if you look, they've allowed both of the running backs in both their games 61 yards. That's it. Like no touchdowns or anything like that, just 61 yards. They're like, nope, you're done. 61, you're done.
Najee Harris, write it down, 61 yards.
If you got an over-under you can throw on that, just go on the whatever side is the 61.
Right, that's because that is where he's going to end up. Right, Joe, you got a FanDuel lineup as well. Let's hear your lineup, man.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's ride or die together this week, boys, because I feel like we all have a lot of overlap. So we'll find out if it's good or bad. But we talked about Lamar Jackson already at Detroit, heck of a matchup. He's coming off of a great week against Kansas City. I don't expect anything different. We've pounded Barkley like a dead horse, 6,000. He's in the lineup. You know, gives me the opportunity to throw Derrick Henry in there coming off the monster game home against Indy. I didn't spot check this. I feel like Henry's had some monster games against Indianapolis in the past also. Wide receiver, Cooper Kupp, 7,900 for all the reasons we've already talked about. Mike Williams, 6,000 Chargers at Kansas City. Williams has been really consistent those first 2 weeks. They're going to have to throw the ball a lot and score a lot of points. So I look for Mike Williams to have another game. Here's kind of my flyer of the week. Kenny Golladay, 5,600. You know, this is one of those textbooks, had a blow up on the sideline with the offensive coordinator and or quarterback last week. We're not really sure exactly who it was with. Garrett came out this week, talked about how much he loves Golladay. Golladay says it's all love. They're home against Atlanta. So if not this week for Golladay, just like Barkley, when? So I'm going to take advantage of the 5,600 because for Golladay and his talent, that is low. Hockenson, just like we were talking about earlier, 6,300, Detroit. Hockenson getting like all of their targets there. Assuming Roethlisberger plays, I really like Smith-Schuster in the flex at 6,100. Deontay Johnson's looking like he's not going to play with a banged up knee, I believe. So Schuster's going to be double digits for targets if that's the case. And then I'm going to pick on Brissett in the Miami banged up offense and take that Raider defense at 4,000. You know, the Raiders only gave up 17 last week to Pittsburgh, at Pittsburgh, home against Miami with a backup QB. I'm going to look for some cheap points there on defense.
So Derrick Henry's. No, I was going to say, Derrick Henry's last three games against Indianapolis, he's got 429 yards and four touchdowns.
Thank you, my friend.
Take the over. whatever his rushing total is, take the over. He's going to hit 100, at least. That's the floor there. Now, Kenny Golladay, so similar to Ja'Marr Chase, you know, he was low on DraftKings, and I had the opportunity to put him in some of my lineups, and I was kind of thinking the same thing. Like, I think it would be very Jason Garrett. I don't care what people think about Jason Garrett. I love me some Jason Garrett. I loved him in Dallas. I think he's a great player's coach. I think players love to play with him. Now, is his scheme all that? I don't know, because Tony Romo ran the offense. He controlled the offense for a lot of the time. Scott Linehan was there, but whatever. But I like Jason Garrett, and I do think that Jason Garrett is going to get Kenny Golladay involved this week, and I think he's like an ideal bounce-back candidate. There's another one, right? So we have the new segment, Bounce-Back Player of the Week. Alvin Kamara, throw Kenny Golladay on there. I was a little too shy to put him in my lineups, but that was one that I was looking at. And if you're listening at home, go for it. Throw Kenny Golladay in there. Joe's doing it. All right. So another guy, Mike Williams, you know, a lot of people are comparing him to Michael Thomas because that's the role he's playing in this Chargers offense. And he's getting volume. He was targeted. I mean, I watched them play the Cowboys last week. He was targeted an awful lot. You know, this guy's going to have, you know, 8 to 10 targets a game. He's a big body. He's moving the chains. He's got like that Keyshawn Johnson type frame. You know what I'm saying? So he's like a quarterback's best friend. And then you got Keenan Allen, who's going to draw most of the attention. So I really like Mike Williams in this lineup. So it's interesting to see, you know, how this one pans out. But my lineup overlaps with you guys a little bit, like Joe mentioned. I'm starting with Sam Darnold at Houston. This is a DraftKings lineup. It's 5,900. He is very cheap, so it is saving me money to buy elsewhere. So I'm throwing Sam Darnold in to start the week. And then next, I'm going with Saquon Barkley. We all have Saquon Barkley. He's 6,500 on DraftKings. And then I'm going with Clyde Edwards-Helaire versus the Chargers. He is 4,800. He's another very, very cheap one. Again, I watched Dallas play the Chargers last week. They're running those two deep safety sets, and they're allowing you to run the football on them. They are definitely going to put the umbrella coverage up. They're going to drop 7 into coverage. And it would be foolish for the Chiefs not to run the ball. And I think Clyde Edwards-Helaire, he's probably going to have a pretty good game this week.
As a regular season side note real quick, if you can, I've been seeing so much hate on CEH right now. Go grab him in every possible league you can get him in. Right. Because you're gonna love him come November when the snow starts flying everywhere and it becomes running back season.
And I mean, not for nothing, Patrick Mahomes has had like an injury each of the last 2 years, leg injuries. And I don't think they're gonna want to drop him back 40, 50 times a game after a while. They're gonna want to start handing the ball off and being smart, because every time they drop him back, they risk him getting hurt. And I know that's the way it is with every quarterback, but he's had these minor injuries to his lower body. And I think they need to protect him. They need to protect him by limiting some of his throwing and giving Clyde Edwards-Helaire the football. At wide receiver, I'm starting up with Cooper Kupp. Like I said, I'm riding that surfboard. I'm riding that wave. He's playing Tampa Bay. He's at 6,800. And then I went with my Chargers wide receiver this week is Keenan Allen at Kansas City at 6,600. He's another guy, bounce back player of the week. I got three so far. We got Golladay. We got Kamara. We got Keenan Allen. He didn't do all that much in versus Dallas last week. Trayvon Diggs shadowed him. And the game kind of went a little towards Mike Williams, but I think Keenan Allen should have a good week this week. I am stacking Sam Darnold with DJ Moore at Houston, 5,900. So I have a lot in this game, man, like a lot. When we talked earlier about players we should start, I didn't even look at my lineup. I'm going for Carolina, baby. I'm going Darnold and Moore. So I'm going to be very – my eyes are going to be glued on this game because this is going to dictate my week. And I'm pretty hot right now. I've done like three lineups the first 2 weeks, and I won two or three. Like I placed in two or three of both. I won $50 week one, $50 week two. So I'm up. I'm doing well. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, man. So I got DJ Moore there. Next, I'm going with Kyle Pitts. He's on my starts, like my do's and duds, my starts and sits article on toiletsatitles.com. I have Kyle Pitts as a start. I'm predicting he scores his first two touchdowns this week. Like he doesn't just score his first NFL touchdown. He's going to score two against the Giants. He's going for 4,900. Then I have Darnell and Mooney, who's his production has risen every week. I know it's only week three and there's only been 2 weeks, but if you look at his numbers since week one, you know, I think he had like five targets. Week two, he had eight. So I think he's becoming a steady threat there in Chicago. And at 4,300, I'm willing to, you know, go in there because I think he's going to be a low. Like there's not going to be too many people playing Darnell Mooney. I'm hoping that this guy just blows up and takes my lineup from a good lineup to a great lineup. So there's a little risk there, but you got to risk it for the biscuit, right? So then finally, Buffalo at the Washington football team with Taylor Heineke. I said that my sit this week, one of them was Terry McLaurin. I'm sticking with that. I think Washington football team is going to get shut down by the Buffalo Bills. At least their offense is going to. And I've been a little underwhelmed by Antonio Gibson. Like I was expecting Antonio Gibson to look like elite. Next level, catching passes out of the backfield, making people miss, like phone booth style, like you can't tackle me in a phone booth. He's looked good. He's looked like an NFL running back, but he hasn't looked like a guy you just can't touch. And that's kind of what I was expecting. So do you guys have any thoughts on my lineup here?
I really like it. That's my first thought on it. I like it. I think it's a good lineup. I like the more Darnold stack. I think that's going to be really, really low owned. Maybe not more so much as Darnold for sure. But I definitely like it. And I think we'll see a good game tonight to pay that off.
It's amazing how trendy Pitts was to draft and to play week one. And now two quiet weeks and you're not hearing about him a lot. I think it's the perfect time with another good matchup there for him to insert in.
Sneaky play. We got a sneaky play. We got a few more minutes until the kickoff, so I want to stay here. Do you guys have any thoughts? Like, Mike, how's your week's been going? How have your lineups been? Have you been noticing any trends? Is there any thoughts you have on daily fantasy sports up to this point?
I don't know if you saw. I took down first place in one of those Thrive Proppers there last Sunday where I got, I think I won $100 off of $5 or something
hell
like
yeah.
that.
So, hell yeah.
So that's a good day. Eat. I was like, 125. That's it right there.
How many pizzas did you order? Little Caesars or what? 12. Was it Little Caesars?
12 Little Caesars pizzas, dude.
Yeah, you
get 12 for like $7, I think.
All right, so you ordered 12 and you still had $100 left over.
Yeah, you still got to pay to play, you know. You got to be ready for the next week. Yeah. I've been doing pretty good so far. FanDuel, I'd say I broke more even than I've done anything. In DraftKings, I've stayed about even, too. But on that Thrive, that was a pretty big win right there. I mean, it's typical. I get, like, you know, a couple few $100. I'll get a couple few $1,000 ones, hopefully, on FanDuel before the season's out. But,
yeah, we need to get people, if you're listening to the show, on our Discord channel. So if you join our Patreon.com, we can have different channels of the Toilets to Titles channel. So if we get a few of you guys who are into daily fantasy sports that listen to the show, we can start a channel and we could talk about our lineups directly in there. Like it's just extra stuff. You know, we could show our extra lineups. We could talk about our lineups as they're going, you know, up to the game time decision. So I think, you know, join that page. I know it sounds like a plug, but really, we would love to talk with you. You know, it helps us as well. So get in our chat. We can start a DFS channel, -DFS, and we could be talking about it in there. Joe, how have your lineups been going, man?
They're going pretty good. I've been hitting pretty nice on the primetime lineup. So that's the Sunday night and the Monday night game together. There's been a lot of offense in those Sunday night games. And then, you know, I would say just in general through the first couple of weeks, it's the theme to me is rookies. Whether it's the rookie wide receivers we've talked about, the rookie running backs, Pittsburgh, New England, the Harrises, a few others. It's just this is as quick from a fantasy perspective that I can remember more than a handful of rookies making an impact at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, man, talking about rookies, there's a rookie we didn't mention at all this evening who makes me nervous, and that's Devontae Smith, who has Dallas Monday night. And if you look at Philadelphia, like the way they play Dallas, they usually have a guy like DeSean Jackson who could stretch the field, and he absolutely murders us. And I know a lot of things change, but the more things change, the more they stay the same. They got a guy like Devontae Smith now who can stretch the field. And our secondary, I know it's looked decent, but it's Philly. It's Dallas. Like, we're going to see a lot of shots taken. And I think that it's very possible that Devontae Smith has a monster game this week. So if you want to take that as a little tip, you want to throw Devontae Smith some of your lineups, I might actually go out. Once Thursday night starts, I might make just a Sunday lineup, or Sunday and Monday rather, and I'll throw Devontae Smith in there. And maybe Mike Williams, because I don't have him. I got Keenan Allen. I'd like to get myself a Mike Williams lineup this week. But yeah, man, Devontae Smith could do it. Any other final thoughts before we wrap this thing up and send it to Thursday night?
Jalen Hurts. If he was in the 1 p.m. slate, I feel like we'd be talking about Jalen Hurts more. The fact that it's Monday night, still a great matchup. Put him in those prime time or those single game night lineups, because he's looking to be the real deal.
He's looking good. He is.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. All right. Excellent. So everybody, you heard it here. It's a dash of DFS. We appreciate you for checking this out. Listen to us again, patreon.com/toiletstotitles. Check out our YouTube, subscribe, hit the bell, tune into all 8 of our shows, tune in live, ask us your questions so we can answer them on the show. Cause I know Sunday morning, Mike D, he's got the blitz. All right. They come to, I believe, 10:30 a.m., right? They go up to about 12 o'clock, depending on how many people they have in there. And all they do is answer start sit questions. You come in there, you can rattle off 100. They will answer all of them. If you're somebody who's in a crazy, ridiculous amount of leagues, they'll answer all. They could tell you how to set your lineup, man. That is what they do. Check out toiletstotitles.com. Give us all a follow at Toilets to Titles. I'm at Coach Sheps. He is at DirtyJobs21. And Joe down there is at Drop the Leash JC. And check out his show, Two Tickets to Fantasy. It's at Two Ticks with an X, Two Fantasy. We hope you do well this week. All right. Good luck, everybody. Enjoy the Thursday night game. Enjoy week 3 of the NFL season. I hope the players that you have in your lineup stay healthy, especially on your regular redraft leagues, your dynasty. Let's stay healthy. Let's get some W's. Let's win some money. Take care.
Let's eat.